Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
41 is just a frickin' number, buddy. 41 is just a frickin' number, buddy.
Maybe the greatest call of all time. That guy was unbelievable, Limits. What was his name?
That was Steve in the car. He was going to his workout. It sounded like he took a lot of pre-workout, fired him up.
I don't know how old that guy is, but his workouts must be ferocious.
Oh, he's
probably
be
got
jacked.
The flower on the hands, and he's throwing yes. weights around like James Harrison. Brian Batko is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What'd you make of that, Brian? That guy.
I mean, it sounded like you got them all riled up, Joe. So good job. You're doing good work. You are eliciting strong opinions from your radio pulpit.
Well, he came in fired up, so don't give me too much credit. Has Aaron Rodgers made an appearance on the field in a Steelers jersey yet?
Well, they had their walkthrough this morning, so yeah. And then he walked past me and some other reporters in the locker room. So it's really happening, Joe.
When will you talk to Aaron Rodgers?
He is scheduled to speak today after the first minicamp practice, which is slated to go till 3:15. So it'll be right around then.
Of course, right in the middle of the PM show and not our show. Okay, what about his address to the team? What did Zach Frazier say? What else have you heard about Rodgers addressing the boys?
Yeah, I don't know if it was like a real formal, like everyone's sitting in the team room and the 41-year-old gets up there and says, "Hey guys, I got something to say." I don't know if it was like that, but you know, maybe Mike Tomlin gave him the floor and said, "Hey, it was your first day here. You're the quarterback," and maybe that was just his message. But you know, that was his message. You can find a clip of him when he went to the Jets that once he's in, he's all in. And we know that that wasn't always the case, at least in terms of his attendance up there in the Big Apple.
What else have you seen this morning? What about the absence of TJ Watt?
Yeah, everybody's just kind of doing the whole nothing to see here routine with that. Really no different than the song they were singing in OTAs when he wasn't there. Maybe that's the case, but you know, it's always going to raise some eyebrows when 89 of 90 guys or however many are on the offseason roster at this exact moment are in attendance and one is not. So I think he knows that. I think that's kind of the whole point of what he's doing here. And I guess it's just a matter of you've been through this before if you're TJ. And in 2021, you kind of set the precedent a little bit with the hold-in maneuver. And you had to go to a different club in your bag now 3 or 4 years later, second time around.
Yeah, and he was at mini camp that year. He wasn't participating, but at least he was there. He's their best player.
Right.
What percent chance do you think there is that this little stalemate ends in a trade of TJ Watt?
I don't think it's a very high percentage. I think this is kind of the cost of doing this a little bit right now with highly paid edge rushers and the Steelers. I mean, they've broken character a couple times in recent years, taking care of things early, like Minkah Fitzpatrick or Alex Highsmith or even DK Metcalf. I mean, that all came together quite quickly upon that trade from Seattle. But I don't know. I still think there's a 94% chance that they get it done. I'm just, you know, throwing a number out there at you.
Brian Bacco of the Post Gazette. Read his stuff at postgazette.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's at the top of your mind to ask Aaron Rodgers?
I would probably want to ask about just the delay in deciding and getting here, because I do think it's interesting. You know, after this all became official last week, now you're starting to get some more of the national types who are plugged in with people all around the league, not just Pittsburgh, weighing in on how this all came to be. And I think there's this notion out there that Rodgers wasn't the Steelers' first choice. Let's be honest, the Steelers probably weren't Rodgers' first choice. You know, I think there are some other teams with better supporting casts. And I think our buddy intern Dom tweeted that the Steelers could end up going to prom with a different girl and having a better night anyway. But I think it's maybe more like two platonic high school friends who make a vow that if they're both still single in their 40s, they'll get together.
And Brian, I've actually done that with somebody.
Maybe that's the situation here.
I actually made that
What's
pack.
What's that, Austin?
I actually made that pack with somebody.
Wow, I think we're...
And how's it going? Is she single?
We're burying the lead here. Tell us what pact was made, limits, and you still have, what, 15 more years?
Yeah, it was a 40-pack, and then it got moved up to a 35-pack.
And what was discussed? Give us the wording.
That if we're not married by 35, that we will marry each other.
Limits, if you're willing to... I mean, Brian, if you're willing to make a pact like that with somebody, obviously you have feelings for them, and I think should ask them out right now. Do you agree?
Well, I was gonna do a little bit more digging on this with limits as I
Please.
Wanted to.
I think we'll have to dig off.
Please,
Brian.
Go ahead.
It's a complicated story.
Please,
friend zone. I mean, so you've been friend zoned, or she's been friend zoned?
No, nobody has been friend zoned at all. That's never been pursued on either side. It was just kind of said in a joking way, but kind of a serious way.
You think she's listening right now?
Questionable, maybe. Probably.
Always
not.
Truth in a joke, limits.
Always truth in a joke.
She may be listening right now, so there's no zone defense. It sounds more like a prevent. Yes?
Yeah, probably a prevent defense. we're playing three back. We're playing cover three right now, Brian.
Anything else on that, Brian?
It's kind of like it's a main plot point in the show How I Met Your Mother, if you've ever seen that. But
Barney.
I guess this could be How I Met Your Quarterback.
Could be.
Justin Fields got way too much money. Matthew Stafford went back to the L.A. Rams. The Vikings pushed all their chips in with J.J. McCarthy, and now Aaron Rodgers is at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex in Pittsburgh wearing 8 in a Steelers practice jersey.
What a story. Oh, my God, I forgot. Was that already known he was going to be 8? I'm sure they weren't going to give him 12, right?
No, he didn't even want to wear 12 when he went to the Jets. He said that's Broadway Joe's number, and he wouldn't even think to ask for that. And I think Namath actually said that he would have been willing to do it for him, but Rodgers, you know, obviously took the high road on that. And I thought it would be pretty funny if he showed up. And I've also heard stories of him being pretty like gracious with the media, at least at the beginning, you know, new city. What if he would have brought us all some bark, some chocolate bark,
ayahuasca,
maybe some peppermint bark?
Yeah, limits could have come over and chewed some.
Oh, yes, crunchy.
Or drank it.
I might have to see my dentist after that.
You drink it, right, Brian? Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe it is served as a tea.
Yeah. Doesn't he call it the medicine, like he called it on Enigma?
Did you see that, Brian, the Netflix special on Rodgers?
I did. I didn't have much interest in watching it when it first came, but once it became more and more obvious that Aaron Rodgers was going to be, I don't know, are players that you cover a colleague of yours, Joe? You spent many years as a beat writer. Do you consider them colleagues?
No, more subjects, but sort of, because you're around them every day and you're in the locker room every day. So in a way, I guess they are.
Calling them subjects almost seems very dehumanizing, but it is it's sort of an awkward
but
relationship.
Calling them colleagues
inherently
sort of elevates us to sort of their inner circle, which I don't think we're in.
Yeah, we're not coworkers.
I don't know how to phrase it. Brian.
Well, once I got more clearer view that Aaron Rodgers and I would be inhabiting the same spaces and I would be in his orbit, yeah, I went to watch it to want to learn a little bit more about what makes the guy tick. Now, I think a documentary like that, you know, everything's getting the stamp of approval from the subject himself, but I still found it pretty interesting.
So did I. I actually like the fact that he goes on journeys like that and does something different. It seemed like some of the characters who appeared in there were very interesting. Now I'm forgetting who they were.
I reached out to the one guy,
former hockey player,
Adrian. Adrian Colbert, who played for the Bears.
Yeah.
And was on that Costa Rica trip with him. And he emailed me back and just said, you know, Rodgers is a legend on and off the field. But then when I asked if we could chat further, I didn't hear anything. So maybe it was just, that was all he really had to say. Maybe if I were willing to go to the ceremony with him, then I could get an interview.
Well, Cam Hayward, when he was asked if he'd retreat into the darkness with Rodgers, said no. If you had a chance to get a story, like an insider story on Rodgers, would you go on the ayahuasca journey with
him? It's four nights of complete darkness.
And would you drink the stuff to really get the story? Would you do that?
I want to play football. I'm tired of talking about the quarterback situation.
My future brother-in-law asked me that exact question when we were celebrating his engagement over the weekend.
Congratulations to them.
And yes, yeah, shout out to Jordan and Tori on what will be a fantastic marriage, I'm sure. But, you know, I would need to know more parameters here, Joe. If it were like a week-long trip, I don't know if I'm leaving my family for a week to do that. And, you know, those hard psychedelic drugs, I don't know if you consider them, but I don't know if I would trust my body's reaction. And I guess that's why they have like the shaman there with you, right? They showed that in the documentary that like you sort of have somebody shepherding you or guiding your brain through that.
Right.
The ayahuasca coach.
I would need that for sure.
I'd just be worried
that I would like
freak out.
No, I think I'd be worried. I think I'd be too worried. I'd freak out and like try to jump off of a waterfall in Costa Rica or something.
I know, believe me.
Because they say you see visions and stuff, right?
Right.
I mean, you're like, you could be living like an entire another life in the however long it takes that you're under the influence of the drug. So I've got too much to lose. Put it that way. I wouldn't risk it all for that.
Imagine if you had visions of Ron Cook while you're on that limits. If you're on an ayahuasca trip and all of a sudden Ron came into your consciousness again. No, imagine if Brian Batko drinks this stuff and he's in some Himalayan like desert somewhere or forest and he gets Ron Cook's laugh on repeat.
I did it and I actually became the mongoose.
Just off in the distance.
I became the mongoose itself.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. What if it was a bad trip? And that's what happened, Limits. Poor Brian Batko underneath a waterfall somewhere, and he can't stop hearing the Ron Cook laugh on ayahuasca.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You may throw yourself off the waterfall in that case, Brian.
I would be I could be scurrying around like a real Batconian mongoose by the end of the night.
You could be.
Do they scurry? I'm not really sure.
I don't know.
They scamper.
Limits, would you drink that stuff if you could get the inside scoop on Rodgers? Would you go on a journey with him?
Yeah, I think I would. I think I'd be very hesitant to drink it, but it seems like it hasn't hurt anybody. So I guess it's not edible, but drinkable.
Man, would I pay a lot to see that? Limits on ayahuasca. Would you, Brian?
What do you think I would be like on ayahuasca?
It seems less intimidating in the form of a like an herbal tea than if you had to, you know, smoke it or snort it, inject it. So it's right. A little more approachable for our man Limits.
I think all of Limits' latent anger would come out. I think he would be like a bad drunk. He would have a really bad trip. Lots of anger that's been pent up, especially at me. Perhaps some resentment, some regrets. All the things we never see from Limits would come spilling out, I think.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I want to go on ayahuasca now.
It could be very ugly. I don't know, though. Could be good.
That sounds bad, Brian.
Anything else, Brian?
I mean, if it would allow, like, yeah, if Aaron Rodgers said, hey, City Limits, you do this with me, you'll be my guy. You will be getting all of the inside info. I will come on your show once. Like, you know, I'll
what
make
if he
you
came
a star,
on once a
basically.
Week?
Oh my God, if that was the deal, Brian. We had an Aaron Rodgers show here. If we'll go on the ayahuasca trip, I think I'd do it.
I think I would too.
Really?
Yeah. Can you imagine me on that stuff?
Okay. No, that would be a sight to behold.
I would ruin everybody.
Take that up to a 10.
I would ruin everyone else's trip.
You would.
There's
yes.
no doubt about
after
it.
After one
not necessarily.
Day.
It might mellow you out.
It could.
Maybe you would be very calm and tranquil.
I feel like I'd be hearing voices like that caller we just had, Steve, in my head on ayahuasca. Like it would keep, I don't know, torturing me. Do we have that one, Limits?
41 is just a freaking number, buddy.
Was that a great call? Brian, that might have been our greatest call ever. Are you in your car in the parking lot right now?
It's very crowded here with the presence of many national media outlets and, you know, every local outlet going full staff for
who's
the
there
first
nationally?
Day of the rest of our Rodgers lives.
Yeah. Who's there nationally? Anybody notable?
NFL Network, Mike Garofalo is here. Mark Maskey from...
Washington Post,
I think. Yeah. Jarrett Bell from USA Today.
Wow.
Heavy hitters.
How about that?
Limits, we have a full house there. Well, Brian, we'll let you get back to it. Very interested to see how the Rodgers Q&A goes today with the media. That's going to be fascinating.
It's
going
to be
you,
tough
sir.
To get a word in just,
it will
just
be.
To take you behind the curtain. It's going to be very difficult to get a word in. Maybe I will retreat to the background and go talk to Logan Lee about adding some muscle and getting ready to compete for the sixth D lineman spot.
I think you'll get in there. You're going to get a question, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you guys.
Bye-bye. What a wonderful man, huh, Limits? He is.
Incredible man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.